Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius faced some angry lawmakers today when she testified before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It was the second time this week that a top Obama administration official appeared on the Hill to answer questions about the flawed launch of healthcare.gov. CQ Roll Call's Emily Etheridge was there and joins us now. Emily, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
Secretary Sebelius faced a lot of questions from committee Republicans, and she did provide some new details about decisions that were made before the site's launch on October the 1st. Can you go through some of those with us?
Yeah, one of the interesting things was that Sebelius took full responsibility for the law overall and the website rollout, but she also gave us some specific details about who on her team made decisions. For example, she said that Marilyn Tavener, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator, had made the decision to turn off a browsing feature on the website. That decision's been blamed for some of the website's delays and problems. She said that CMS made the decision to delay other parts, like the Spanish language website, other elements of this site. She said they made those decisions because they were worried that the site wouldn't work very well, and she said it's ironic that we did that and it still ended up not working out very well whatsoever. She also said that despite these problems, or despite, you know, concerns that this might be a problem, none of the contractors and none of the administration officials recommended her that the October 1st start date be delayed.
She also provided some new details about the cost, how much has been spent, how much they anticipate spending. Could you go through some of those for us?
Sebelius said that about $118 million have been spent on the website itself, and about $56 million have been spent on IT support for the website. She also went in a little bit about some of the contractors for the website. CGI, which is in charge of the entire website application, has a contract of $197 million. Not all of that has been obligated yet. That contract lasts through March 2014, so they've only spent about $100 million. She said, in any case, if a contractor doesn't really do the work that it's supposed to do in the contract, they would not have any problem trying to renegotiate the terms of that contract. And also QSSI, which has now been put in a larger role, is renegotiating the terms of its contract now that the administration has it to do more assistance with the improving parts of this website.
Let's talk for a moment about enrollment numbers. This was a key line of questioning yesterday when Marilyn Tavener was in front of the House Ways and Means Committee. Secretary Sebelius was also asked about that today. And also Republicans asked her to release the federal contractors from their pledge of confidentiality to the government to let them share with the committee what they know about enrollment. How did she answer those questions?
Bailey said that we can't share those enrollment numbers yet. We can't let the contractors let the numbers out because the data that they have is not reliable. She said that any numbers that anyone has, that insurers have, that the contractors have, are not reliable data and not reliable figures. That's why she's refusing to share them. And it was interesting. We'd heard before that from other administration officials that we're not going to give you those numbers until mid-November. You have to wait till mid-November. But Sebelius was the first one who said, here's why you can't have those numbers. It's because we don't have good numbers yet. We don't actually know, and no one knows what the enrollment numbers are.
Another issue that was talked a lot about today, also mentioned yesterday, was this cancellation of plans for individuals that purchase in the individual market. Are there any particular numbers? Do we know any more about how many plans have been discontinued? And also this idea of grandfathered plans are allowed to remain in the market, but if plans make certain changes, they can no longer be grandfathered and have to conform to the standards in the Affordable Care Act.
Right. This is a big concern for Republicans who are hearing from a lot of their constituents that their current policies are being canceled, including a Republican Representative Cory Gardner of Colorado has actually had his own policy canceled. So he's particularly concerned about this. We don't know how many people are losing their plans. We do know, Sebelius said, there are about 12 million people who are on the individual market, but she noted that not all of those people are going to lose their plans, in part because a lot of them have grandfathered plans. What that means is if you had an insurance plan before the healthcare law was enacted in March 2010, and you haven't dropped that plan and that plan hasn't changed significantly, it's grandfathered. It doesn't have to meet the requirements of the law. However, if you had that plan and your plan does change, the administration then makes it abide by some of the requirements in the law, and that's maybe when some of these plans get canceled, get modified. That's when people are losing their current coverage, and a lot of people are upset about that.
Security of data on the site was another question today. Mike Rogers is on the Energy and Commerce Committee. He also heads the House Select Committee on Intelligence. Seemed very concerned about the lack of testing on security, about how the website is rewriting data overnight and not testing it, and how it might the site might get hacked.
Right. Mike Rogers said that as the website is getting new code added to it, he says you need to do end-to-end testing, complete testing of the entire system every time you add new code to make sure there are no vulnerabilities. Secretary Sebelius said that they're doing simultaneous testing, they're doing continuous testing as it's being added, but she didn't say that they're doing that full end-to-end testing that Mike Rogers wants to have. He asked her to take the whole site offline while they do that testing. She didn't say that she would. Chairman Fred Upton said after the hearing that the committee will send out a letter today asking some follow-up questions about the security because they're very concerned about the privacy of people's information once it's in these websites.
Okay, and quickly, last question. These aren't the end of the hearings. There's more ahead next week in the Senate. Which committees are having those hearings?
Yes, and we're all very excited. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee will have a hearing on Tuesday with Marilyn Tavener from CMS. And then on Wednesday, Secretary Sebelius will be back up, and she will be testifying to the Senate Finance Committee. Might be a little easier. In the Senate, committees are run by the Democrats, so it might not be as fiery as we saw today.
Thanks so much, Emily Etheridge, CQ Roll Call.
Thank you.